Student's Book, Unit 12, Lesson 2, Exercise 6. Listen to the radio interview. Tick the things that Dr. Leila Hamed thinks we will be able to do or have in schools in the future.
Well, we've all got our own ideas about what life will be like in the future. Perhaps we'll be able to control devices with our eyes, or travel in planes that go into space. But what will education be like? Dr. Leila Hamed, an expert in education and technology, is here to tell us more. So, Dr. Leila Hamed, how do you think education will be different in the future?
Well, recently all students have been doing more online learning, and I'm sure that they'll do more of their learning this way in the future.
So, what are the advantages of online learning?
The great thing about online learning is that you don't need lots and lots of books, so you can work anywhere. Students will be able to complete a school project wherever they are, and they won't be able to lose their homework.
That's true. And what kind of new technology could we see in the classroom?
I think 3D printers will be very important in the future. Students will be able to use these to make all kinds of things.
So will they be able to print anything they like?
No, they won't be able to print very large things or objects made from certain materials, but they will be able to print models and even make their own designs.
Great! I've heard that some places, such as restaurants, shops, and even hospitals, are starting to use robot assistants. Do you think that we could use robot assistants in schools?
No, I don't think so. I think that in future, robots will help with simple jobs in some places, but it would be very difficult to make a robot that could teach a lesson. So, I don't think that we will see robots in the classroom.
That's a pity. It would be fun to have a robot teacher.
Well, lessons in the future will definitely be fun. Teachers already use the internet for videos and educational games. In the future, it's going to be even more exciting. Students will be able to use virtual reality to discover new things or explore places that are far away or that existed in the past.
So you think that in a history lesson, students will be able to visit ancient Egypt?
Yes, they will. Of course, the students won't be able to taste the food or smell the flowers, but they will be able to see the people and places.
That does sound exciting. But what about traditional teaching? Will students still listen to the teacher and answer questions? Will they do talks, projects, and presentations?
Yes, of course. These things will always be important. It's the teacher's job to present the lesson and make sure that students understand. But technology will help to make them more exciting.
Well, it's been really interesting talking to you, Dr. Leila Hamed. Thank you.
You're welcome.